Somebody who makes a neder that he will not benefit from his friend. Even so, his friend can pay the maftis ha-shekel to the Beit HaMikdash in his stead, and this is not considered as if he is benefiting him, as he is not giving him a direct benefit. He is only being goyrim that the other person will not have to pay the maftis ha-shekel. He also can pay back his debt for the same reason. He is not directly benefiting him. He is just being goyrim that he will not have to pay the debt himself. He also can return his aveda if he finds something that belongs to the other person. Even though the other person cannot benefit from him, he can return his aveda as he is only giving back to him something that already belongs to him. Now this is referring to where the person who is returning the aveda and the person who is receiving the aveda, they are both usher on each other's nechasim, they both made nedarim. So now, if this place, there is a minhag that a person who returns an aveda receives schar, receives a certain reward, so now, if he pays this reward, then he is benefiting the other person. And if he is mochel this reward, then the other person is benefiting from him. So what he should do is he should take the amount that the reward would be and give it to Hegdan. Mitzachat Nedarim Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. V'tarem et trumaisai umasraisav lidaitu. Somebody who makes the neder not to have anah from his friend. That friend could be mafresh trumas ha-maisa from his tzvua, as long as he gives him permission. Now, even though he cannot be mafresh the trumas ha-maisa without him making him into a shliach, and by fulfilling the shlichas, he is giving him hana. The Gemara explains that he did not make him into a shliach explicitly. Instead, he said, kol ha-roitza litrom, yavo v'yitrom. Anybody who wants to take off the trumas ha-maisa may do so, and that gives the friend the right to take off the trumas ha-maisa, but since he did not specifically make him into a shliach, that is not considered as if he is giving him a na. Umakrib alav kinezavin, kinezavois, kineyoldos, chatos vashem. If he is neider hana from a kohen, that kohen can bring karbanos from him, such as a kan, which is a pair of tyrant, or bneyoina, that zavin, zavois, and yoldos has to bring, or chatos vashemos, that he has to bring, as even though a Kohen is a shliach to bring karbanos, for any Yisrael that wants to bring karbanos, the Gemara says that Kohanim are not the shluchim of the person who brings a korban. Instead, the Kohanim are shluchei shamayim, and therefore it is not considered as if the Kohen is giving him anah. Umelamdo midrash halachos va'agados avulo yilamdenu mikro. The person who he is neither hanah from can teach a medrash, which is a madrashos that are dars the psukim, such as the sifra and the sifri, or halachos, which is referring to hilchos l'moshe mi-sinai, or agados, which are divrei chachamim, that they were somech their zvarim on the psukim. All of these things are mutter for him to teach him, as it is usher to take schar to teach somebody Torah, so therefore, since he is not saving him any money by teaching him, it is not considered as if he is giving him anah. But psukim, he cannot teach him. Torah Shavik Sab, it is mutter to take schar for teaching Torah Shavik Sab. So therefore, by teaching him Torah Shavik Sab, he is saving him the money. So therefore, it is considered as if he is giving him anah. And the reason why you are allowed to take money for Torah Shavik Sab as opposed to Torah Shavik Peh is because when he teaches him psukim, he is also teaching him to lane the psukim with the trup, and for that it is mutter to take schar. Avo melamed who has banav has penoisav mikra. But he is allowed to teach his children Torah Shavik Sab, even though the father is mechuyev to teach his son Torah, and therefore he is helping the father being mekayim this mitzvah by teaching his sons for him. Since we have a klal mitzvos lav lahenos mitna, fulfilling a mitzvah is not considered hana, so therefore it is not as if he is getting hana from him. V'zon es isto ve'es banav afal pish hu chayev v'mizzoynoysim. And this person who he was neider hanav from can feed his wife and children, even though the father is chayev to feed them himself. That which that person is feeding him is not considered as if he is getting hanav from him. As we saw in Mishnah Beis, that somebody who is neider hanav from somebody else, that person can pay back his chob, as since he is not directly benefiting him, therefore this is not considered hanav. V'lo yazun et behemto bein tmeya bein tahur. But that person may not feed his animals, whether it is a behemah tmeya or a behemah Torah, because by fattening up his animals, he is making his animals worth more, and this is considered a direct benefit. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, zon es atmeya, ve'eno zon es atahara. Rabbi Eliezer said that person can feed a behema tmeya, but cannot feed his behema tahara. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, ma ben tmeya l'tahara, what is the difference between a behema tmeya and the behema tahara? Amar lehet, Rabbi Eliezer responded, Shah tahara nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalo. A behema tahara, even though the nefesh is l'shamayim, but the gufa of the behema, since it belongs to that person, as he can shech this animal and eat it, so therefore by fattening the animal up, he is making the animal worth more, and therefore he is benefiting him. Utmeya nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim. But a behema tmeya, both the nefesh and the guf is l'shamayim, as since he cannot eat it, by fattening it up, he is not benefiting him at all, since by fattening it up, he is only making it more difficult for the animal to do the work that a behema tmeya has to do. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, af ha-tmeya nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalom. She'em yirsa harehu meichra lo'oy b'gedei koichavim. O machilo laklavim. The Chachamim said, a tmeya also, even though the nefesh is l'shamayim, but the guf is his, because if that person wants, he could sell the animal to a guy or feed this animal to dogs, so therefore by fattening it up, it is now worth more, and he is benefiting the other person.